This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. All residents in Louisville and Superior need to boil their water before using it. Last week's wildfires left the water supply vulnerable to contamination. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
At the Louisville Public Library, volunteers are loading cases of bottled water into cars. Yash Taka is a student in Boston who recently moved to Louisville for an internship. He doesn't have a car, but needs water.
We asked for cards from King Soopers. And you're like, okay. We took the carts and we came here and picked up the water.
Taka headed back home where he's still without reliable heat. State and local officials are concerned that exposed pipes and a lack of water pressure means household water is contaminated. Both towns hope to lift the boil notice later this week. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Colorado hit a record for positive COVID-19 cases on December 31st, with more than 11,000 in one day. The high came after back-to-back days of 9,000 positive cases. Public health experts agree that the dramatic rise in COVID cases is due to the more transmissible Omicron strain. The seven-day positive test rate in the state is at 23.99%, well above the rate that experts say is a sign of trouble. The Colorado State University men's basketball team is scheduled to return to the court tonight against Air Force. This will be the Rams' first game in nearly a month due to COVID concerns. The undefeated Rams are ranked 20th nationwide. They host the Falcons in Fort Collins starting at 7 o'clock tonight. You're listening to CPR News.